This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And I appreciate the time that you spent with me, spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You can also head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, there's so much more that you can do up there on the website. And I do want you to get involved. I got a lot I want to try to get to tonight. I think Michael Housen is going to join us in the third hour. He usually does. I don't even know if he's listening, but if he's listening, he usually lets me know at the last minute. It's always good of him to do that. Anyway, on WND today, or not today, about a week ago, I guess. I guess what happened was this whole thing with the microaggressions started to heat up again. Now, I should have talked to Kira about this when she was on. But here's the deal: how are we ever gonna, if everything is a microaggression? I mean, can you imagine all the questions I can't ask you if I'm sitting down in a circle and we want to work out this racial black and white thing? We want to talk about stuff so that we can, I don't know, try to work through things. Right? I mean, would it be a microaggression if keep your pants on straight here, because I'm just making stuff up as we go just to prove a point. But is it truly a microaggression if we're sitting around in a circle and a young black man asks me, hey, why do you white folk always blame us, young black kids, or think that we're committing a crime whenever we get shot? Right? Now, is that a microaggression? Because, well, he's calling me on a carpet. He's saying things that are kind of stereotypical, aren't they? Or like he's profiling me, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, but that would be okay, right? And if I look at him and say, because most of the time the crimes are committed in high crime areas that are almost 100% populated by African Americans. Now, is that, do I have a microaggression now? Am I a racist? Am I a blackophobe? I mean, I don't even know what you would call all that. Because you'd have to come up with some new names. But we should be able to sit down and have those conversations. If I have a perception that's wrong, then prove me wrong. Show it to me. Don't just say it. Just like I wouldn't just say it. I would bring the stats with me from the FBI to prove my point. And then I wouldn't just say, here, it's your problem. I would say, what do we need to do to help you? See, it's never, you never just stop and go, hey, it's your issue. You guys are killing each other. No, it's what do we do to fix this? How do we help you? Now, if there's a lot of Dems in the room, it's going to go, give us more money, more programs. That never works. Never has worked, never will work. But the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, they've released a new list of microaggressions. And they posted it on the employee forum website, which are deemed offensive, including, I've been told, since the story heated up again, they pulled it back down. I don't know. You have to check it yourself. It's to help staff members avoid offense. Now, the university recommends a gender-neutral dress code to avoid, let me see if I get this, using phrases like, I love this. Husband or boyfriend? Maybe we should just change this to human friend, right? What do you think? That would be offensive to animals, wouldn't it? Okay. The, what's that? I'm a species phobe now. There you go. So husband and boyfriend. Okay. An editor's note on the forum post specifies the blog post does not represent university policy. The piece was compiled from research. What research? God only knows. You know, tomorrow night I'm going to play a clip from Jesse Waters where he actually goes on a couple of campuses and he asks them what terms are microaggressions, and not only that, what terms they believe, you know, let them come up with them. And they're lost. When he hits them when I play this clip for you, you're going to see at the end of the clip, you can't have a conversation with these people. Yeah, I said these people. You might be able to nod your head, but even that might be considered a microaggression of some kind. Right? Maybe somebody who's got a neck brace on will take that as an offense. Right? And actually, they even said that the words politically correct are a microaggression. Like I said, you're not going to be able to say anything. The post highlights the need to understand implicit bias, defined as thoughts and feelings that occur independently of conscious intentions, your awareness, or control. Microaggressions occur when these internal thoughts manifest during interpersonal interactions. Wow. Now, to further show you how much more ridiculous this is, I like the term, my kids used to use ridiculousness. They further define microaggression as brief and commonplace daily verbal behavior and environmental indignities. Environmental indignities? I'm telling you, these words were not around in the 70s. I don't care what you look up or what it says. Somebody's played with the interweb. We did not have environmental indignities. God. We had somebody peed in the snow, and it was yellow snow. That's what it was. It was not an environmental indignity.
Is that what that is?
It has to do with your surroundings. You're a victim of your surroundings. I mean, seriously. Yeah, before I pop a vein, we do need to go to a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah. No more coffee. Don't get any more coffee. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
I just like the music that this show plays. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I gotta do more of that. I got to grab more of that kind of music. I love that stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there as well. I'm going to get back to what we were talking about. If you want to email me, joe@therealside.com, it's joe@therealside.com. Yeah, if you want to email me, again, I know some of you have told me in the past you don't like, you don't want to hear your voice, B, you don't want to call in because you don't want to sit on hold. It's okay. Just send me an email. I'm good with that, too. So for those of you who are into microaggressions, here we go. We got them all here. And if you want to know why we can't, see, I think some of the problems, why we're having more trouble than we've had in the past, is because we cannot talk to each other anymore. It's politically incorrect. It's a you don't have to call it a political correctness. Listen, you can even throw that out because you've already sucked it up with white privilege, with homophobe, racophobe, phobophobe, whatever. and microaggressions. You're pretty much, you tied it up in a nice, neat little package, and we don't need political correctness anymore. So they further define microaggressions as brief and commonplace daily verbal behaviors, right? You got that part. The indignities that they speak of. Now, I love this. Matter of fact, you need to turn your mic on. Because this is more than funny. So, let me see. Microaggressions. These indignities include complimenting a speaker on her footwear. Now, I take umbrage at that already, because what if it's a he?
How do you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, they'd have to have some kind of identification tag as to what they're identifying as. But still, they say complimenting. All right, so a speaker on her footwear. Don't you think that's a subliminal message? They're trying to get us think in the feminine. I'm offended.
Are you a her?
No. So apparently, you know, and maybe I'm wrong here. Help me up. Don't women love to be complimented on their clothes when they have a nice outfit on and they've gone out of their way to look nice?
I thought so. They usually do. Yeah, maybe things have changed.
That's so 80s of you.
Yeah, maybe that's old school. Yeah.
Oh, God. And then let me see. Using the terms husband, boyfriend, wife, girlfriend instead of partner or spouse. You talk about making something so generic that it just doesn't mean anything. Partner? I got partners in business. You know, I have partners on projects. I have partners on events. No, thank you. The other ones hold such a different meaning, much
what
more.
What was the point of getting the whole gay marriage thing passed if everybody's going to revert back to partner?
Yeah, I that was the thing I had a problem with, too. I was saying, look, you guys, you make up your mind. Do you want gender neutrality or don't you? Or do you want 27 different genders? Or I think last we checked, what was it, 58 different genders on Facebook or whatever it was? Asking where someone is from is a microaggression. Let me tell you what. Then I microaggress on a regular basis, because all I have to do is speak for a few minutes when I'm tired and people know exactly, you ain't from here. So whenever they ask me where I'm from, I'm supposed to say, you can't do that. That's wrong. That's a microaggression. Go hide in the corner. Can't reference Christmas vacation. That's a good one, too. When in reality, most people are not offended by Christmas. We do this story every year.
How is it a microaggression when the majority of the country celebrates it? I mean, is it a macroaggression then?
Yeah, if you're going to bring logic to the conversation, nobody's going to talk with you.
Ah, so it doesn't make any sense.
And then, what's the other one here? Let's see.
Golf. How is golf a microaggression? Hey, you want to go play golf with me? Stop microaggressing me.
President Obama's in a lot of trouble then, isn't he?
Maybe he never asks.
I wonder if they tell him that was a microaggression. So can we send him an email?
I don't know. I don't think he got the memo.
I think that's hilarious. Let's see what else is there. The site also includes a list of actions of how they are interpreted through the lens of a microaggression. For example, having an office dress code that applies to men and women differently is incorrect because it assumes that your staff fits into one of two gender categories. So if it's no cleavage, then I shouldn't show cleavage either.
Let's just take it a little more simply, Joe. How about,
here we go.
Skirts.
I don't want to wear a skirt.
Exactly. But
because then I have to make sure it's down past my knees, right?
But, you know, if your dress code says that women can wear skirts, well, I guess maybe men are going to be allowed to wear skirts, too. But it doesn't matter because there's no men and women. They're all the same.
Scottish men wear skirts, don't they?
Those are called kilts.
Kilts, yeah, skirts, kilts. I guess gender neutrality has been around in Scotland for a long time. let me see. It seems that your staff is in one of two gender categories. If the majority of your office, you have 20 people, and one out of the 20, or maybe even two, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, identifies different than male or female. So you have to change all the rules for everybody? Is that how that works?
Yes.
So you can't just let the two do what they want to do. You have to force everybody else to do, accept, and be.
Well, I think what they're saying is if you have a dress code, typically it says men are expected to wear collared shirts and khaki pants, and girls are expected to wear...
Right. So if the person, see, I'm being nice. If the person identifies as female, though they are male, physically, and they want to wear a dress, the dress code is just that females slash women should wear skirts, and men shouldn't.
Right.
I don't. They make this worse, more confusing than it has to be.
I'm already confused. I'm not even going to ask a question.
Oh, don't, because it just gets better here. Now, addressing the trans people with incorrect gender pronouns, calling them by former names, inquiring about their real identity, asking them to explain their gender identity, or even denying or failing to acknowledge their pronouns, their name or identity, is offensive because it assumes as a trans person you are inferior or less authentic than a cisgender or non-trans. No, it actually all it does is show you how confused that you're making us. No, seriously, we have people that come here from other countries and they change their names, not because they're ashamed of their name, because they don't like the way we massacre their names, or they know how hard it is for us to pronounce their names, so they take on different names. Is that have they been microaggressed?
I don't know, Giuseppe, why don't you tell me?
You mean Giuseppe? I've been called all kinds of names. Apparently.
So, you know, this actually goes back in line with what Kira was saying about having the open and honest conversation, because what they're saying here is that you can't even ask a question when there's a real curiosity or even just,
you know,
wanting to gain an understanding about somebody. You can't even ask.
Never stop me, huh? Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute. More confusion right after this, I promise. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I want to thank you so much for hanging in with me. Hanging in there with me. Hey, listen, I'm trying. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then again, I do so much appreciate the time. I appreciate the emails that you send. I really do. So anyhow, I want to get right to it. Really, seriously, I love getting right to it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I really do appreciate your time. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can just be part of the conversation. And the bad part about this? I know. I'm talking about the microaggressions that have resurfaced at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And how they went up on the website, and then they were pulled down for a couple of days, and then they put this little caveat in there that the list was just for, you ready for this one? It was just for staff, so they wouldn't offend anybody on campus. If you're offended by these things, you really need to go find a safe space somewhere in the middle of the Sahara Desert somewhere. You know, we've got a lot of those, what are those things, the cargo containers that they don't use. They can only use them so many times, and they can't use them anymore. We should bury a bunch of those in the Sahara Desert. And you know what? We could take care of a big problem in this country. We just send them there to live there. You're laughing at me. But but I'm telling you, it's got to the point now where you can't even look at. If you look at the, I love your shoes, is a microaggression. But it's only, check this out. It's only a microaggression if the woman is in a position of leadership. Because apparently, women in positions of leadership don't want to be told they look good. They don't want to be told they have nice shoes. They don't want to be told, I guess they don't want to be told anything. But isn't that a microaggression in and of itself that you won't allow me to compliment you? Yes, because I'm Italian. Okay. I guess I got to come back to reality here. Hold on. During a Q&A after a speech, it's incorrect to compliment the speaker at all. Because it alludes to the fact that you're paying more attention to how she dressed and how she looks, and that you don't value her intellectual contributions, you only value her looks. Yes, because we're all that shallow, are we not? You worked in the corporate world.
Yeah.
At Price Waterhouse. Are they still around?
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Oh. You know, and were you, did you feel microaggressed when your boss told you you dressed well?
All
or you dressed
time.
Well to go, yeah?
No. This is the stupidest thing. First of all, it takes such a leap to go from, what did they say? I notice how you look and dress more than I value your intellectual contributions. How you look is really important. That's so stupid. That is not what it means. How about somebody's just trying to be nice and pay you a compliment because, or maybe they really like the shoes and would love to have some themselves. What is wrong with that?
What have I said to you before that I sometimes I'll smell something that a woman has on and I like it. And I said, I would never go up to somebody and say, what's that stench?
No. You wouldn't even say you smell really nice because you're afraid they're going to think you're hitting on them.
That's true too. I noticed that aroma. There's a smell coming off you I'd like to get for my wife. I mean,
no. That's why you don't say anything like that, because you don't know what you're doing.
That's true. That's very true. But I mean, you can't even, there's no way anymore. And now that's awkward in and of itself, but now you've got a speaker, and after the speaker's done, you got Q&A, and you really, I would think that it's the proper thing to compliment somebody on the way they look.
Okay, so maybe the problem is, it says, when said to a woman in leadership during a QA after a speech, maybe it's the during a QA that's the problem, because you're supposed to be doing question and answers about the content.
But wait a minute. That's not a microaggression. That's an idiot.
Okay, so, okay.
Big difference.
You're not allowed to say that either, honey.
No, I just did.
I know.
Right? And the site points out how unit celebrations, academic calendars, and encouraged vacations are organized around major religious observances. In fact, further centers for the Christian faith and minimizes non-Christian spiritual rituals and observances. Really?
I think
when did Halloween become a Christian observance?
Well, you know, they don't usually give Halloween off at college.
And chocolate bunny day? When did that become?
Yeah, they do Easter break and things like that. But you know what? I mean, really what we're coming down to is maybe they should just do percentages. You know, like if 80% of the students are Muslim, then they should
have equal.
80% of the Muslim of the observances should be the Muslim observances and 20% Christian or vice versa, whatever. Maybe that we just need to get to that kind of mathematical equation.
I like that. I think that wouldn't that be totally quality?
I think it would.
They wouldn't.
See, I've solved it. Yeah. There we go. Why didn't you just ask me before? You're too busy paying attention to my shoes.
And your dress. Let me see. Do these examples sound familiar? The post asks, have you delivered or received similar microaggressions? I have never delivered or received a microaggression in my whole life. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple. As we come to understand the impact of our words, not only to the present, but as a result of years of marginalization. You know what's going to happen? I think to the point where parents aren't going to be able to say anything to their kids because it's going to be a microaggression, and microaggression is going to be against the law, and you're going to be in jail, and the state's going to be raising your children. How do you like how I went to that from 0 to 60?
Yeah, it's kind of like the shoe thing.
Yeah.
I like your shoes, so you're stupid.
That's right.
That's really what they're trying to tell you that it means, but it's not what it means. Maybe they just really like your shoes.
I don't know. You know, it's they want you to become more inclusive in your language, but what about this? By trying to more include the 3, 4, 5, 6, somebody told me that, for lack of a better term, the outside or worst case scenario or whatever you want to call it, okay, 8 to 9% of the population identifies as some different gender, identifies as LGBTQ. Now, the LGBTQ community will have you think it's 30, 40, 50%. It's not true. It's just not true. So as you're running down, so more and more, the things that supposedly get the lower percentage of people aggravated are the things we need to stay away from. So you can aggravate the masses. Go back over history and see how that worked out.
Wouldn't it be better, instead of trying to change people's language to be more inclusive, that we just actually teach people to how to be a little more understanding and sensitive and patient with each other? Wouldn't that be a more valuable skill set?
I think you should teach people how to speak in more than 140 characters.
Good luck.
Right? I no, really, think about that. Think about how you have dumbed down. Look, we play these clips with Jesse Waters and Mark Dice all the time, and if you think about the simple understandings that people don't have. And you can insult them just because they're ignorant, and that word in and of itself would insult somebody. But they're ignorant of what words mean because they don't care anymore. So I don't know. It's to me, it just makes me nuts. Anyhow, back to reality. Although this isn't much of a reality. anyway, let me see. The site suggests more inclusive, which is just nuts. The university also has recommended reading lists for those further interested in sanitizing their words, lest they cause any offense. Readers are also encouraged to sign up for the fourth annual diversity thing. You know what? We should do that. Not sign up for it. We should create our own diversity verbiage symposium. That would be great. This is held in August. The list was made by Sharbin Shabari Day, Assistant Director of Education and Special Initiatives at UNC's Diversity and Multicultural Affairs, and Krista Prince, Coordinator for the Leadership Development in the School's Housing and Residential Education Department. UNC Chapel Hill is also home to the Cultural Competency Workshop. God. You know, you never have to worry about me having a heart attack, because the way my heart pumps when we're doing the show, I'll be alive for a long time. It's like running uphill. The Cultural Competency Workshop, which teaches white people are privileged because they can buy Band-Aids. No. All right. They can buy Band-Aids in flesh color. So apparently, if you can buy a Band-Aid in your flesh color, in your skin tone color, then you have white privilege. Even if you're a black person, because they also have black Band-Aids in several shades now, too. So I guess black people now have white privilege. I'm just reading what it says, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I know that some stations don't play the show live. They replay it later on. And that's cool. That's all good. It's not what I'm complaining about. What I think is amazing, though, right now, as the show is playing out, there was a... riots. There's protests over police shootings going on in Dallas. Let me see if I get this right. So... the way you fix this, the way you make cops feel at ease, the way you fix this is you start shooting cops, right? Is that how you do this? And I wish I could carry it back on, because I'd say, is this really how you'd handle this? Now, there's two police officers reportedly that have been shot in Dallas. Now, this is during a protest over the shooting of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. So it's in Dallas, where, I don't know, I'd have to check the crime rates there and see how African Americans are treated in Dallas. And so two police officers reportedly were shot in downtown Dallas Thursday night during a protest over the shooting of two black men by officers in Louisiana and Minnesota. This must be a microaggression that I just don't understand. KDFW, citing a uniformed officer, reported that the officers were shot. Their condition was not immediately known. KDFW cameras captured protesters running away from the scene. Shortly before 9 o'clock local time, a cameraman approached the scene and captured officers apparently lying on the ground. And, that's the way to fix this. That's the way to make this better. Thank you. Yeah, I know, some of you get mad at me, but thank you, President Obama. Really appreciate that race relations that got so out of control while the first black president is, well, maybe the problem is he's only half black. Maybe that's the problem. If we have a really black president in the office, maybe that'll change everything. I don't know. Maybe if Hillary Clinton makes it in there, she can kind of identify as a black female, and that'll change everything, right? You know, and it's just amazing to me that this is acceptable. I want to see Sharpton, Jackson. Let's see where Obama. Let's see if he comes out and says, "Hey, this is not the way to do this." Right? Now, witnesses say that the, or witness Carlos Harris told the Dallas Morning News the gunfire was definitely strategic. It was bang, bang, pause, bang, bang, pause. So they were searching out, they were looking. They weren't just firing randomly. Okay? This is just not cool. It helps no one to do this. It actually makes it harder for people to help you or want to help you. Now what's going to happen is what happens now when the cops get called to a black community because something's going wrong? What you think? See, you want to hold them above everything, not yourselves, just them. And they should show up no matter what because that's what they signed up for. That's what they get paid to do. No, they don't. They don't get paid to put up with your jerkishness. Yeah, I know, new word of mine. They really don't. You want to be a jackwagon? You want to rip up your communities? I don't care what color you are. But if you want to rip up your communities, then you deserve what you get. Let me get back to this one before I go to my mind. Microaggressions over at UNC Chapel, Chapel Hill. they have a cultural competency workshop. As I was saying before, it teaches white people are privileged because they can buy Band-Aids in flesh color. Wow. So I guess there's the litmus test, right? If you can go into a CVS pharmacy that isn't burned down, and you can go in there, and if you can match a Band-Aid color to your hand. So what if you have, you know, they have clear Band-Aids now? I guess that matches everybody's color, doesn't it? Does that mean everybody has white privilege? I don't know. I'm just asking. Microaggressions have been a hot topic at a number of universities, right? The university is going nuts with this. Wisconsin, Milwaukee's has an inclusive, excellent center. It lost a Just Words campaign last year because they wanted to raise the awareness of microaggressions. Last November, Mizzou students told to call cops for hurtful words, right? Because, you know, we don't want them to be available to make sure people don't get raped. We don't want them to be available to stop someone from getting shot. We don't want them to be available for stopping robberies in progress or people being beat or mugged. No, no, no. We'd much prefer they be standing around trying to figure out who used hateful words. The university president there resigned over charges he was racially insensitive to minority students because he wouldn't do what they wanted him to do. I wouldn't have resigned. I would have let them protest till the cows come home. I would have let them protest right up to the time they all got F's on their report cards. That would look good on their transcripts, don't you think? Okay, and last January, I think it was a College Fix that reported that Pennsylvania State University, no hurt feeling is too small, no slight too inconsequential, no unintentional bias statement too unimportant. Administrators want to know it all. Wow. We've really turned that corner. I hope to God we can come back. It may be, I don't know, it may be decades before we can come back from this. Maybe decades before people grow a spine again. The article goes on to say that the public universities are in the midst of a massive campaign that encourages students not only to watch what they say, because they might offend somebody, but also to report any and all biased statements to campus officials. There's no place for hate. Overt or subtle, they say. Such actions do not represent our mutually held values. So apparently there's no mistakes with this anymore either. So if you call somebody the wrong name, pronoun, or what have you by accident, guess what happens? Yeah, you could be thrown off the campus by accident. Now, while some might call this progress, yeah, I don't think so at all. I think actually it's pushing it backwards. Right? Somebody called this death by a thousand microaggressions. It's just like this thing with Michael Brown. You know, I bring it up again because they have never fixed that. When I say they, I mean the generic they. They have never fixed. You know, the Democrats still scream, hands up, don't shoot. Well, that we found out that that was not the case at all. It's not what the video showed. It's definitely not what the witnesses, even the black witnesses, saw. Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had a couple of these thrown at me, and I don't know. I hate doing it, but some of them come by me, and I see the titles on them. I go, wow, if that's real, that's pretty bad. Anyway, microaggressions. Boy, does that make me nuts. Because you can't even, you know, you really can't even fight it. They've all bought into this so much, and these kids, they worship the ground that their professors walk on. Right? You've heard it all. You know, they worship the ground these people walk on, and then you can't get them to change their minds. Anyhow, let's see what else we got here that was sent. I'm still irritated by the policeman thing. Because if you realize that this is going to start a war, right? If this is what's going to happen in the major cities, this will end up starting a war in this country. And it won't be pretty. Because whether they're right or wrong, okay, whether the cop shot that guy on purpose or not, just starting to go out there shooting cops is not going to fix it. It's going to make it worse. Now, you don't believe that? You watch what happens. You find me something in the past that fixes or changes. You're going to go, I heard the number 10. I think it was just under 700,000 cops in this country. 700,000. So if we're outgunning, or if they're outgunning for people on a regular basis, how many deaths should we see a day by cop? What do you think? I'm just curious. Anyway. I don't even know. They got me so irritated, I don't even know where to go. I got to go grab some oxygen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Tell your friends, loved ones, enemies, whoever, about the show. I appreciate the time you spend with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I so promise. And no, I do promise, because I got nothing else to do. We'll be right back.